As you all must have seen the title of this video, so without any further ado, let's get started. So it all happened when the G7 summit in Canada got over on June 17, 2025. All the respective leaders shook hands, smiled for the cameras, made those classic big promises, and then came Prime Minister Modi and US President Donald Trump. Well, they actually missed meeting each other by just a few hours. And the real drama began after the summit. If you remember, Prime Minister Modi was invited by the new Canadian Prime Minister to G7 summit as a guest. I have a video on the G7 summit. In that, I have explained the real reason that compelled the Canadian Prime Minister to invite Prime Minister Modi. Watch that if you're interested in knowing the real reason. Anyhow, so Prime Minister Modi arrived. So on one side, Prime Minister Modi was arriving to Kananaskis and President Trump was leaving the G7 summit early. So Modi and Trump couldn't meet. That was quite unusual because everyone knew Modi and Trump had always shared a warm relationship. So the fact that they missed meeting each other by just a few hours at the G7 summit hinted that something might be slowly brewing in their ties. And then the G7 summit got over. On June 17th, if you remember, the Indian Foreign Minister S. Jaishankar publicly stated in Parliament that there had been no phone call or direct contact between Prime Minister Modi and President Trump about any US mediation. Now, this statement was something the Foreign Minister had openly made in the Indian Parliament. And that very same evening, on June 17th, there was a phone call between Prime Minister Modi and Trump. That call lasted for 35 minutes. Of course, a lot must have been discussed during that call, but the main point was this. Prime Minister Modi made it crystal clear to President Trump that India does not need any US mediation, especially when it comes to matters involving Pakistan. And just hearing that, Trump got irritated. Because you might remember, right after Operation Sindoor ended on May 10th, Trump was jumping around and loudly telling the world that he had mediated a ceasefire between India and Pakistan, which is absolutely not true. It was just a narrative pushed by the United States government. And on June 17, the Indian government straight away rejected that narrative. And that's exactly what pinched the US administration. How could India just dismiss them like that? Now, here is where it gets interesting. The very next day, that is on June 18th, Trump invited the Pakistan's army chief, Asim Munir, at the White House. This was a rare and symbolic event. It was the first time a serving Pakistani army chief, who is not the nation's head of state, he was formally received at the White House by a sitting US president. Now, obviously, Prime Minister Modi was not happy. So much had already happened, the Pahalgam terror attack, Operation Sindoor, and then the US president goes and invites Pakistan's army chief for lunch. It's pretty clear, isn't it? The very issue that angered the US government. They decided to take revenge by inviting the army chief of a country that is India's enemy. Now, if you see, this has become a situation where the world always knew that America behind the scenes has always been aligned with countries and people linked to terrorism. But these things never really came out in public. It used to be speculated. However, ever since Trump became president in 2025, the mask has completely come off. It's now crystal clear who is standing with whom and for what reason. And the US government is not hiding it anymore. So Prime Minister Modi warned Trump that if you're hosting Asim Munir, that would basically be giving legitimacy to a rogue military regime. And then more fuel got thrown on the fire. Trump not only invited Asim Munir, it is said that he also invited Prime Minister Modi at the same time. But Modi rejected Trump's invitation to the White House. Why? It was a setup to ambush Modi into a photo op with Asim Munir. Instead, Prime Minister Modi went to Croatia on June 18th, sticking to his prior commitments. And then, as you know, India was also not responding to US government's tariff threats. It was not helping the US government get into India's nerve. And then, if you remember, Trump started throwing jabs at India, calling it a dead economy with obnoxious trade barriers. Soon after, he imposed 50% tariff on all Indian goods. But Prime Minister Modi stood firm. On August 7th, Prime Minister Modi, in his statement directed towards the US government, he told Trump, "Bharat will never compromise on the interest of its farmers, dairy farmers and fishermen. I know I may pay a heavy price for this, even personal relationship might hinder, but I am ready for it. We will negotiate, but we will not surrender." This is when things started turning into a public sentiment issue. Tariffs on Indian goods sparked a wave of anti-American mood online. People started talking about boycotting McDonald's, Coca-Cola, Amazon, Apple. Now think about it. In a country where Domino's have more outlets than any other brand, where Pepsi and Coke fills up store shelves, where people still queue for hours outside new Apple stores and Starbucks cafes, do you think businesses can be crippled just because US foreign policy wants to look tough? Even Manish Chaudhary from Wow Skin Science posted online about making Made in India a global obsession. Ram Shastri from DriveU said, India should have its own homegrown versions of Twitter, YouTube, WhatsApp, just like China. Even Prime Minister Modi in Bengaluru made a special appeal. Time to give more priority to India's own needs. The Swadeshi Jagran Manch even took rallies across India, calling this a matter of nationalism. And still in the middle of this, Tesla opened its second showroom in Delhi, with both Indian and US embassy officials attending. Later, around early August, Prime Minister Modi and Trump had another productive call. This was right after Trump imposed tariffs on Indian goods and India's purchase of Russian oil. In that call, they spoke about Indo-Pacific security, the Middle East, Europe, and plans for Modi to visit United Nations General Assembly in New York in September. On the flip side, they also reaffirmed their commitment to the US-India Strategic Partnership and Quad, with India hosting Quad leaders for the first time maybe next year. But make no mistake, Trump's administration is playing hardball. High tariffs here, secondary sanctions there, trying to bend countries to America's will. And as India and Brazil talk about joining forces in BRICS to counter these tariffs, Trump stands firm, warning that other nations might soon face similar punishment for buying Russian oil. And then if you know, 8 hours after signing the new tariffs on India, Trump told the reporters, "You are going to see a lot more." Now, with August 27th as the deadline for a trade deal that could stop India from being hit with a crushing 50% tariff wall, metaphorically speaking, the India-US drama is set on a knife's edge. The only question is, who is going to blink first? But here is something worth thinking about. American foreign policy, especially under Trump, is not really about the president waking up one morning and deciding everything himself. The US deep state has its own long-term interests. And based on a president's personality, certain tasks get assigned. You will do this during your tenure, you will handle that. For Trump, his role in this play seems obvious. Be the strict one, the carrot and stick guy, the one who is okay with being on everyone's hate list, if that's what the job demands. Even he has said it himself, he's not planning to run again, because his tenure will exhaust him. 3 years still to go, and his script has been clearly written to turn up the heat. And let's not forget, with the Epstein files out there, there is a shadow of controversy around Trump too. Whether you call it patriotism or you see it as a leverage, the deep state seems to know exactly how much to use each president's personality to achieve its bigger goals. In Trump's case, his job is to play tough, make the world feel the pressure, and carry out the part he has been given in America's long-running geopolitical theater. So again, let's see who will blink first. I hope you found this video informative. I'll see you in the next one.